contrary to conventional wisdom, all activities don't deserve your best efforts. My hometown organized a fun run back when my son was in college, so Jeff and his friend David talked me into running a 10K with them. Why not, I thought. No big deal. At the start of the race, Jeff and David jogged up beside me. "Hey, Mom, we're going to stay back with you." That was all I needed. Stay back with me? The fancy struck me that I might just stay up with them. Why not give it an all-out push? I could always die later on the couch. About 5 minutes into the race, the friend says, "Hey, Jeff, I think I'll run on up ahead. I'll see you two at the end." I glance at Jeff. He hasn't even broken a sweat. So I pick up the pace a little bit. About 10 minutes into the race, I realize I'm not going to stay up with Jeff either. "Jeff, why don't you run on up ahead and catch Dave? I'll see you two at the end." "No, Mom, I'll stay back here with you. We can talk." I'm thinking, yeah, right. Into the third mile, Jeff says, "It's really hot. I'm surprised you're doing this, Mom." I'm thinking, yeah, you're not the only one. Into the fourth mile, my side is aching. It reminds me of my second grade attack of appendicitis. Jeff obviously notices the grimace. He says, "Mom, you're not talking." "Jeff, you talk. I'll listen." Well, I finally finish, still standing.